Step into the pages of Time Traveler's Digest, an anthology, and explore the rich tapestry of Afrofuturism and time travel. This isn't just a book, it's a multimedia journey through the African diaspora's history and culture. With gripping plots and profound themes, each story captivates and inspires. Plus, dive deeper with the podcast and a stunning full-color magazine, available now on Amazon in all formats.
This is a work of fiction. All views expressed, characters, places, and incidents are derived from the author's imagination. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, business establishments, or actual events or locales is purely coincidental. No part of this book, podcast, or broadcast may be reproduced or transmitted without prior written permission from the publisher. All rights reserved.
You are listening to a special segment here on Time Traveler's Digest. Today, we're going to explore a world where legends and real events are mixed together. We have an audio recording in our hands that quietly tells secrets from long time ago, maybe even from the far future. Instead of coming to us through normal channels, this recording showed up in the strangest way. It was in an old collection of film reels that I got from my late uncle. We found something truly amazing. We found the recording with the words, "Demetrius the Wise, Exile Chronicles, Chronos 5125, written on inside of what looked like a normal container. But obscure texts talk about Demetrius the Wise as a wise man who didn't follow the rules of time. For those who know about him, he hails from Alexandria, Egypt, in the period of antiquity around 48 BCE, and was a comedic time traveler who taught at the Academy for Time Travelers. Yet, he remains a mysterious figure. This recording carries revelations that could shake our understanding of time and space. Sharing it was not an easy decision. Part of me fears its consequences, the potential for misinterpretation, or even the risk of it falling into hands that might misuse it. But knowledge on this scale wants to be free. People should know about it and look into it, not just leave it to rot in the dark. So, with care and an open mind, we bring you the mysterious words of Demetrius the Wise. A message sent from planet Chronos 5125. This really could change the way we think about history and the future.
Parallax morph syndrome, or as you refer to it on Earth, PMS, is a temporal tangent in the realm of Chronos 5125, a kaleidoscope of anomalies and paradoxes that surround me. As I am trapped in an eternal cycle, each loop offers different time facets, puzzles to decipher. Ancient civilizations frozen in time, cryptic hieroglyphics hold secrets of advanced technology, and dystopian timelines, post-apocalyptic wastelands demand navigation through time rifts, and unique temporal visions challenge me. Manipulating time to reverse aging or contend with time dilation, each loop requires skill. Fragments of memories scattered across loops unlock the planet's mysterious origins. The time prophets guard boundaries, testing resolves. Legends speak of a higher plane of reality. Awe and wonder fills me as I venture forth. The very nature of time can be shaped within these loops. Escape is elusive, trapped in monotonous repetition.
This is a parallax morph syndrome.
But it's here in exile
on planet Kronos 5125, I found myself engulfed in a nightmare of my own making. I remember it as if it were yesterday, the day the Great Library of Alexandria, a sanctuary of wisdom, became a pyre of despair. I, Demetrius the Wise, stood amidst its hallowed halls, now a labyrinth of fire and fear. My heart raced, not with the urgency of my mission, but with dread so profound that it threatened to consume me as the flames consumed those ancient scrolls. The air was thick, choked with the acrid stench of burning knowledge. Flames, like malevolent serpents, writhed through the aisles, their tongues licking up centuries of human thought and enlightenment. The library, a symbol of the world's collective knowledge, was ablaze, its precious scrolls and tomes succumbing to a ravenous inferno. This catastrophe was not merely a tragedy of history. It was a personal failure, a consequence of my oversight. My eyes stung fiercely, tears born not from the smoke, but from the agony of witnessing such irreplaceable wisdom turned to cinders. This inferno was no mere accident. It was catastrophic, birthed from the reckless actions of my brightest, yet most impulsive student, Sigma Shukran. Ah, Sigma, my most brilliant and headstrong pupil, was the heart of this disaster. His thirst for knowledge, once a beacon of hope, had led him down a perilous path. The sacred book of comedic dissertations he stole from the library was no ordinary book. It was a compendium of time's secrets, a key to the gates of eternity, capable of unraveling the very fabric of existence. In his youthful arrogance, Sigma failed to grasp the gravity of unwielding power. I remember introducing Sigma to the library's wonders, watching his eyes light up with insatiable curiosity. He was a mirror of my younger self, hungry for the secrets that lay in the ancient text. But where I saw knowledge as a path to wisdom, Sigma saw it as a means to reshape the world. His obsession with the forbidden scrolls and my book grew, his questions probing into realms that were never meant to be revealed. The night he took the Book of Comedic Dissertations, the library's defenses, ancient magic woven into its very walls, reacted with violent fury. The library's current state of engulfing flame served as a testament to the book's wrath and the curse that its removal had wrought. And as I navigated the library, the labyrinth of fire, my heart ached with each scroll lost. Each piece of history turned to ash. These were not just writings. They were the legacy of civilizations, the collective memory of humanity. In the chaos, I recall the debates and discussions I had with Sigma, our voices echoing in the library's expanse. Now those debates haunt me, a bitter reminder of my failure to guide him away from ruin. And as I stood in the ruins of the chamber where the book was kept, the reality of my task dawned on me. I had to find Sigma, not to reclaim the Book of Comedic Dissertations, but to save him from his own folly. The journey ahead would take me across streams of time, I know. The journey will be fraught with uncertainty and danger. I know. Stepping out of the burning library, I cast a final sorrowful glance at the destruction. This was just not the end of the Great Library of Alexandria. It was the beginning of a quest that spanned the ages to mend the tears in the very core of time, to restore what was lost, to confront Sigma. With the echoes of the library's defense resonating in my soul, I have yet another mission. And I pray the grid will lead me to Sigma to retrieve the Book of Comedic Dissertations and to restore the balance. The future of all timelines and the fate of history itself depend on it. This was my burden, my penance for the role I played in this tragedy. The path ahead is uncertain, but my purpose was clear. The nightmare of Alexandria was just the beginning.
In the realm of Kronos 5125, a dimension integrated with the core of time, I find myself caught in the perplexing web of parallax morph syndrome, or PMS. This temporal conundrum is a melange and a mosaic of contradictions and mysteries, each iteration presenting a unique aspect, a puzzle demanding my intellect. Here, civilizations from antiquity stand suspended in a singular moment, their cryptic symbols, cuneiform script, hieroglyphics and writings, all hint at technologies forgotten by time. In stark contrast, futures of dystopian realms unfold in barren landscapes where navigating temporal rifts is a necessity. Each vision within time presents its own view or parallax, shrouded in the universe's vastness. In this unending cycle, I have honed the art of time manipulation, altering its course to reverse the effects of aging or to face the intricacies of time dilation. This is a parallax morph syndrome.